Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And Travis in New Jersey pledges 20. Thank you, Travis. And we're going to be listening to a clip. And this Michael Young, Ann Vandersteel, and Owen Schroyer. And it's what we've been telling you about what's happening on the border. We've been telling you for, going on 2.5 years now about what's been taking place ever since Joe Biden has been in office, that his job, given him by his Chinese lords, was to keep the border open and keep as many as, well, we have, what, at least 45,000 nationals, Chinese nationalists, which are literally plainclothes soldiers into this country now, folks. Do you understand?
Families, it's not Chinese families. These are young men of military age, and we've heard it through several different reporters that are on the border from Newsmax and Fox and some independent reporters down there. So it's been verified.
Well, we're going to hear about it right now, so take it away.
Hey, Owen, I've been following your case. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, you've been fighting it out, duking it out very courageously. Obviously could end up in the dungeon. I mean, this is really dark ages of the United States.
Yeah, yeah, I'll spend more time in jail than any of these illegal immigrants will.
Almost certainly. And you can see these people. I made this video the other day in a place called Las Blancas in Darien Gap. These are people that are just coming out of the gap, unvetted, 3,000 to 4,000 a day right now, 82,000 last month. But now the numbers have increased, and they're increasing week by week at this point. And I'm going to show you Highway 1. Highway 1 is right here. And I'm with Ann Vandersteel. We just stopped on the highway on the way to Panama City. We're looking into some canal issues at this point. And by the way, we've had so many problems with Tom's that we're using Starlink now. I called up Tina from sat123.com, and she sent me a Starlink.
So if it wasn't for Elon Musk's Starlink technology, you wouldn't even be able to get this news out.
Nope, it was sat123.com actually sent me to Starlink. So it's running in the back of that truck with an EcoFlow, if you can believe that. So, I mean, it's amazing. We could set it up in 1 minute. It took maybe 2 minutes by the time it was booted up. So anyway, so we just pulled over on this restaurant to get the hit with you. And this is Highway 1. This is Highway 1 right here. This is the highway that goes all the way from Uvita, the end of the Darien Gap. We were just down there. And it goes, well, you can go to anywhere in the United States from this thing. So right now, this is where all the migrants come to, right here. All the aliens come right on this road, Highway 1. They come up in about probably 60 buses today, about 60, but roughly 5 dozen. They'll go to the Costa Rica border. They're allowed to go into Costa Rica now without showing their passports. In fact, there's one now. And so that might be that's a local bus. Okay. Anyway, it's the same sort of bus, but that's a local bus. But the at this rate, they're building more infrastructure. United States government is paying for a lot of this, openly paying for it. It's not hidden whatsoever. And paying for the camps. The United States is paying. Our flag is in those camps. I'm in those camps often. And now this year, the flows of last month was 82,000, according to the Panamanian government. Aliens came through Highway 1, 82,000. Right? And I would strongly bet that next year will be over a million in 2024 because I'm watching the camps being built. For instance, we just about 5 days ago, we were out in the Darien Gap near a village called Las Blancas. There's a new camp being built by Las Blancas. Las Blancas is a village of Embra Indians I go out to pretty frequently, and that's way out in the Darien Gap. It takes 3 hours or 4 hours by Piragua. These are Chinese. I made that video last week. They're building a new camp out there. So a few days, about 4 days ago or 5 days ago, we were out there and about more than 100 Embra. That's the camp I droned last night, actually. That's San Vicente camp right down this road. So they're building a new camp out there that's multiples bigger than that one. I'd say 7 times bigger, roughly. And easily 7 times bigger. This new campus is going to be big enough for, it's about 13 acres so far, but we saw over 100 Imbra Indians out there with the machete cutting the jungle down to make a new camp. That's why I'm not just randomly saying that I think at least a million people will come down this road next year. I mean, last month alone was 82,000, and this is rainy season, right? And so I think whenever I give an estimate like this, it's usually pretty conservative. If you go back and you audit this at the end of 2024, you'll probably see it some number far higher than a million. And so that's it. This is the invasion. This is not the only place where invasion takes place. You're down on the border a lot. You know what you've seen. I've been down there with you. I mean, and so there's many other flows that join besides the Darien Gap. There's flows through, of course, many of the Chinese will fly to Cancun first, they'll fly to Mexico City first. Many will fly to actually Bahamas. And they're coming up on Florida shores in boats that they buy in the Bahamas. Of course, we got a lot of people coming over the northern border from Canada, the place formerly known as Canada. And then we have also, again, going back to Central America, many people fly into Nicaragua. Many many Cubans fly into Nicaragua. And many fly into also El Salvador and other places. And then make their way north. And not only that, I mean, there's places in Guatemala where the villages are essentially empty.
All righty, we are back, and folks, Travis in New Jersey. Is that New Jersey? That's New Jersey. Is that Nevada? Oh, Travis in Nevada pledges 20. Thank you, Travis. All right, folks, the phone lines are open. What a perfect time to call right now. We're going to go back and pick this up on the Darien Gap here in a few minutes. But right now is a great time to call. Right now would be a great time to call 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. A perfect time to call right now would be. And Jane in Georgia. Jane in Georgia pledges 150. Thank you, Jane in Georgia. Jane, we want to get back on that station out there, that big station in Georgia that we were on. And so, you know, if we have more people like you, we will be able to do that. So, again, 888-281-1110. Now's the time to call. Our air, 888-677-9673. Let's go back to the Darien Gap.
I mean, the villages have emptied out, and they're in the United States. I mean, so basically we're getting a bunch of favelas. And you see on that train right there, I think that one's goes probably through Piedras Negras. I've spent a lot of time down there. I'm guessing that's where that one goes through. I didn't make that footage. It's unbelievable. We're going to go into a war, the kinetic war. That's very obvious. We're going to have food shortages. That's very clear. Can you even wake up these days without seeing a food fire or some sort of food disruption or the FDA or the Department of Agriculture or somebody closing some chickens down or slaughtering hogs or... You know, it just goes on and on and on. And it's not just in the United States. It's in Europe. Often when I leave Panama, I'll fly straight to Europe, to places like Netherlands, to watch the situation there, which is also crucial. And not just that, but the Chinese Communist Party is clearly collapsing in and of itself. I don't know if it, let me qualify that. I don't know that the Chinese Communist Party is collapsing, but the Chinese economy is collapsing, right? The China is, you see, these jungles are filled with Chinese coming through. Now, you don't see many Chinese come off these boats right here. I would say maybe less than 5%, maybe 3 or 4% of the people coming through here are Chinese. But they go through a different route, not far away, down a different river called Rio Canan. So they come down to a village called Canan Membrillo. And Rio Membrillo. And they go to a village called Canan. And I've been out there many times as well. That's the way that most of the Chinese come through, because the Chinese have more money. They'll take from Colombia, they'll take a boat around, and they go to these Kuna Indian villages. They rent horses out there, actually. So a lot of the Chinese coming in, they're in much better shape. They're not every day dozens of people are dying in the jungle. Dozens. We don't know how many, but let's just say, for argument's sake, to be directionally accurate, 3 or 4 dozen, at least 3 dozen, I would say. But we don't actually know. I tell you, the death toll about 3 years ago when I started coming over here was probably 10%. That's just over the top insane. Now it's, I would say, probably 1% or less.
Well, let me just pause you right there. Let me just pause you right there and retreat for a second, because You bring up the issue of these camps becoming permanent installments and the expansion of them. This is a very important aspect that I think solidifies this is a government sanctioned, paid for illegal immigration pipeline that they're now building the camps and making permanent installments. I mean, and by the way, this is a city north of Houston that they're going to turn into an illegal immigrant city. It's a massive infrastructure they're building just outside of Houston, one of the most heavily human trafficked areas known in the United States of America. They're turning it into an illegal immigrant city. The entire thing is going to be an illegal immigrant city. And so, but talk about this permanent installment. I mean, this is stuff that you see for businesses. This would be like if I decide I'm going to start like a basketball camp. And maybe I've got 20 kids that want to attend my basketball camp and I'm on some outdoor court in the city. And then maybe there's 100 kids and then maybe there's 1,000 kids. And so now I'm building a giant gymnasium. Now I've got a multi-court basketball facility and now I'm running a huge basketball camp because it's a success and it's a money-making thing. This is a business. The government is running the illegal immigrant business by building these massive permanent infrastructures. I want you to really hone in on that. And I mean, how do we communicate this to the people so that they properly understand what's going on?
All right, Donald, you know, President Trump, the real president, the legitimate president of the United States, is saying, we don't have time to, you can't wait for me to get back in office. America doesn't have that long. Something's got to be done right away, folks. You know, unfortunately, the Communist Party today, they're called Democrats, they've got a death grip. They've gotten into all like a cancer. They've gotten into our intelligence agencies. They're like a real cancer. They've used the propaganda of NBC, ABC, CBS to destroy this country. I mean, their goal is to reduce America to third world status, and a lot of those people got to be complete fools because they got to live here too. They have to live here. They're going to have to live with what they've started. Remember, when you see your neighbor, right now they talk about inflation. You keep hearing 6%, okay, folks. Remember it went 3%? Well, they didn't tell you that when the next time it came, the count was another 3%. That was on top of the first three. Inflation right now is over 16%. They're not telling you that. The fake news media.
What happens, they say it only increased by 3%. What they don't mention is it was 16% already. And when it's 3% increase, that means you're still paying. That's why we've talked about American families last year lost an average of $7,400. And they're living, it might as well have been taken out of your paycheck because that's what it costs you extra to pay the price of inflation.
And, you know, here you've got these unions going on striking. When they want to bring in these illegal aliens, it'll work for one-fourth or one-fifth the amount of money. They're going to be costing a lot of jobs. Biden is doing, okay, Puppet Joe, Puppet. Biden is taking his orders. Obama's in his ear, and we know Soros has got a hold of Obama's ear. And so what is taking place there to reduce America to third world status as quickly as possible before America can possibly get Trump back into office. And, of course, they're gearing up. They're scared to death. They're scared to death. They know the corrupt deep state knows. Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, Nasty Pelosi. They know they're going to jail. They're going to go. Trump has promised that they're going to prison. He gets back in, and he's going to pardon all of the Christian patriots that are in that dirty, filthy D.C. jail. And Nasty Pelosi knows that she's got a cell waiting for her if Trump is allowed in, and that includes Hillary Clinton and a whole bunch. So that's why we're here to let you know.
Well, I want to remind the listeners of one other thing. We told them long ago, all these people that got laid off, they're in Silicon Valley, and they were talking about how hard they were losing these real high-paying jobs. But what the news, what we brought out, was Biden allowed an increase in the H-1N visas that allowed foreigners to come over and go to work, and Silicon Valley basically hired people from India and other countries to replace all the Americans that they fired or laid off. and we're hiring these people at about half the salary and benefits of the Americans. And this kind of thing has been going on. The Democratic Party keeps saying they're the party, your party. They're the party that hurts you. They're the party that's cost jobs, that have sent the factories overseas, that have brought over the workers from foreign countries to replace you in your jobs. They're the ones that are opening the borders. Now, what was the last thing Biden just did? All these people from the South America, which country? I'm trying to remember the one of the countries.
Venezuela.
They're going to be giving them over, 600,000 of them, they're going to be giving work permits so they can replace all of the people in New York City, and they can hire these people at less than minimum wage.
Just yesterday, Joe, 4,000 came in just yesterday alone. The Biden regime continues to lie to the citizens of our country with the help of the media, but the proof is there. A massive, I'm looking at the group of 4,000 aged men arrived in military-aged men. These are, I'm looking at them right now. At this whole group, I don't see one single woman here. Oh, yeah, I do. There's one. They're all, there's about 100 military-aged young men. You know what they're bringing them in here for, don't you? Over 4,000 illegals crossed into Eagle Pass early Wednesday morning. Video posted to show on social media shows a huge line of illegals walking together. They were asked in Spanish where they were from, and they all replied, Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, here's one big article. Guess what? Kathy Hochul, remember her, the New York governor?
Yeah.
Just not too long ago, I think it was 3 years ago, she was welcoming asylum seekers with open arms. She pledged, I've got her quote, to house them, you know. And now, what's she saying? She's telling the migrants, go elsewhere because our city, New York City, is at its limits. So we have to get the word out that when you come to New York, you're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have the capacity, Hochul said. So we have also to message properly that we're at a limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else.
In fact, Joe, what they're doing in New York there, they have a the protesters are out there. When the buses come in, the protesters won't let them get off the bus.
That's right.
And
remember, I've got her.
They're carrying signs. They're carrying placards saying, we don't want you here. Leave. Mm-hmm. Do not, All right. Arlene in Illinois pledges 50. Arlene in Illinois pledges 50. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back again.
That Colonia north of Houston, I've been there quite a few times now. Just did another helicopter ride up there a few weeks ago with a couple of congressmen. In fact, I first went out there with Todd Bensman. That Colonia near Plum Grove, they call it Colony Ridge. We call it Abbott City. That was in Todd Bensman describes it in his last book called Overrun. In the last chapter of Overrun, he describes this Colonia. So Todd and I were actually briefing some influential people in Texas a few months ago, and Todd said, let's go out to Colony Ridge. So we went out there, and Todd specifically wanted to take me because he knew if he took me out there that I would get it all over national news. And so that's what I've done for the last few months, and that's why you see that Daily Wire article. I took out the Daily Wire people and arranged the helicopter with Dave Cannon, a great local patriot, who's got a helicopter. We flew with him several times. He's taken me up over there quite a few times. And so we took some congressmen on the last trip. We took Daily Wire. We took Ann Vandersteel, who's been blasting it out everywhere. So, yeah, this is that's Colony Ridge right there, where, again, we call it Abbott City. Now, this is good. This is large enough. According to the Daily Wire article, which Spencer wrote, Spencer Jordan, it's big enough for well, it's about 60 square miles. How many people can you put in that?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, folks, you're talking about some of the biggest developments that you're ever going to see. I mean, you're talking about massive development companies that develop the biggest neighborhoods and complexes for residents and homes and everything. I mean, this is a massive development. And so, and another angle to this too, Michael, and I don't know how much of this you've dug into, but if you want to know why politicians, if you want to know why certain groups of Americans in the private sector support the illegal immigration, I'm sure this is a billion-dollar project. Somebody's going to make $1 billion developing this illegal immigrant city, Michael.
It's hard to imagine that's coming in at less than $1 billion. Look at 60 square miles. In fact, Dave flies over there once a week and sends me the photos. I'm watching it grow every week. I don't publish all the photos, but I'm watching them and saving them. You see, the same with these camps down here. I was just droning one again last night. Been droning them for a while now. You can see these camps are exploding. The camps through the Darien Gap. This is Highway 1. This is the highway where many of the people are coming up that are going to live in that colonia. They're coming right here to that colonia and places all over the world, all over the United States, New York and Florida, everywhere. Yeah, they call it Colony Ridge there, but we call it Abbott City. Abbott could shut this down by shutting the border, for starters. I mean, all this stuff, all this nonsense about sending people to New York and Washington, that's just injecting poison deeper into our hearts. These are guys coming to the dairy guy. How does this guy even survive, right? But he made it somehow. Numerous people with dogs every day. I'll see 3, 4, 5 dogs come through.
Yeah, I'm seeing 10 infants. There's like 10 infants just in this one little arrival, this one little delivery. And that's what this is. This is human capital. And so they're delivering their human capital, and they turn it into billion-dollar enterprises.
Oh, they're going to replace us. You know what they're going to do. This is straight-up war. I mean, they are coming to take our homes. I mean, literally kill us, right? This is no joke. This is an old war strategy. It's been done year after year and generation after generation all over the world. Keep in mind, I developed context on these things. I was over recently in Morocco and Greece and Lithuania and the good Lord, so many different places. I'm watching this. It's the same rat trap of the same rat chief. Now, you can say these poor Embera Indians and Kuna Indians out here in the jungle, they're just getting taken advantage of. But at the same time, when I go over to Netherlands, the so-called very sophisticated people of Netherlands or New York, they're falling for the same traps. You know, the Dutch people are falling for the same traps. They're overwhelmed with migrants now in Netherlands and all over Europe. But Germany, where I was just out recently as well, same thing. Same story almost everywhere, but not Poland, not Hungary, not Czech Republic or Slovakia, because they didn't fall for it. But Sweden sure did, and Sweden's going to die. They're going to pay a very heavy price. They will die from this.
All righty. We have about 38 minutes till midnight. We'll be here till midnight taking your call. And we still are 4,500 short. 4,500 short. We got to do over $100 a minute, folks. We've got to do that. We want to stay on. We want to stay on. You're listening to us. We want to stay on. Janice in Minnesota pledges 37. We want to stay in Minnesota. We want to stay on in Arlington, Illinois. We want to get back on in Georgia. We want to continue to stay on in Pennsylvania and in Texas. We need your help to do it. We've got tonight, we've got about now 35 minutes for tonight, and tomorrow we've got about an hour and 40 minutes. We've got to raise that money. That's all the time we have left to raise enough money to continue. So, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You just heard Joe, what he said. You know, he understands what we understand. These people that are coming in here, we've got the enemy is right in the White House.
Well, this is a revolution. We keep trying to tell people this is a communist revolution. They're overthrowing the citizens of America. They're replacing them. I want to read one quote from Kathy Hochul that was about a year or two ago, because this is how the left works. She said, quote, "As you know, the Statue of Liberty is inscribed. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. You're welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you." And now she's turned around completely because the voters are mad. The cities in New York City and the state are in chaos, and they're realizing that they've been too successful, brought over too many people too quickly. The American people are waking up and getting angry. And now watch the politicians backpedal and try and, they'll say, don't come.
Joe, it's more to it than that. What it was is this. They didn't expect it was supposed to be. These people were supposed to be stayed in the southern states and in Texas and California and New Mexico and Arizona. They weren't supposed to come get that far to New York. But now there they are right there in New York. And now the hypocrisy. Remember, to us, hypocrisy is repulsive. It's not something to Democrats through Congress. Hypocrisy is something to be embraced. It tells you. You were right there in the Bible, okay, in Isaiah 32. The hypocrisy is something they embrace. And everything that's evil, these people embrace, and they're destroying America from within. We have to fight with every breath we have.
But the point is, when it starts to hurt them, they start to change. They change the rhetoric. They change the narrative, and then we're going to do something to fix the problem. They create the problems, and then they're always telling you they've got the solution, although they caused it. Like one example here, Santa Ana City Council, Orange County, California. Well, they're getting ready to grant non-citizens, including all the illegal immigrants, the right to vote in municipal elections. Remember, they were doing that in New York. Santa Ana is the second largest city in Orange County. And get this, there are about 154,000 immigrants there in Santa Ana. 46% of the city are immigrants. Most of them are what? Non-citizens, illegals. In California, there are 10.7 million illegal immigrants. In California, 27% of the total population of California are illegal. That is scary figures, folks, but that's called truth. And you're going to be hard-pressed to find this stuff. Jim Holt published this in the Gateway Pundit, but I looked around for any of the other major news outlets. Nope, not a peep. They're not telling you how big a problem this is.
All right, 888-281-1110. Help us stay on in your area. Help us stay on in your on that station. You're listening to us right now. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Also, we got to tell you that what they want to do, Nancy Pelosi and her people have turned San Francisco, who used to be a beautiful city, into a land of sodomites and pedophiles. It's a rat-infested city.
Pool of drugs and drug addicts too.
With feces all over the streets, with people walking, some of them walking stark naked and right out in the public the daytime, with sodomites sodomizing each other right in the public. This is what the Democratic Party is really all about. Okay, this is what they want to turn. Look at Los Angeles. Look, they're turning into a rat-infested city. Look at New York. Look at New York, what they're doing to New York City, okay?
They were giving rat tours. I mean, folks, it's getting almost ridiculous. It's almost like a Saturday or Onion type of sick humor that this is really happening, only the trouble is it is really true.
All right.
A bit of it is true.
The phones haven't rung for a while here. 888-281-1110. We're coming up to a song pretty soon here. When we come up to that break, what a perfect time to call at 888-281-1110. We're running out of time. We've got we will be here approximately 32 more minutes, and we still have to raise $4,500. If we don't make our goals, not only will we not go on news stations, will may have to go off. Remember, we told you before. We really told you. Remember how, all those six stations we went off. As soon as we were off, people started calling and saying, "Gee, can you get back in? I'll donate now." And then we had people that donated for the first time, been listening to us, saying, "I'm so ashamed. I've been listening to you for years and years, never donated. I wish I'd donated earlier, but I'm going to donate now. Maybe you can get back on." All right, 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. Call now. We'll be right back. feels so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised. But that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth. But it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man the kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He has risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen.
All right, we're back, folks. During that whole time, well, I was going to say the phone didn't ring, but I guess it really did ring because Joe in New York pledged 100. So thank you, Joe in New York.
Thank you, Joe, yeah.
Okay, and boy, again, we right now have only about 27 minutes left tonight to raise the money we need. Joe, you know, three times this week I pledged, and last night I said, well, you know, 1,000. I did that three times, and people say, well, you can't afford to do that. Well, I can't afford not to either. That's the problem. And so what I got to do is I got to figure out a way of making it up somewhere else. Lou in Michigan pledged 300. That helps a lot. That helps a lot. Thank you, Lou in Michigan. All right, so I have to figure out. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. I'm going to pledge another 1,000 tonight. So put me down for another 1,000. And I'll just figure I'll got to move some things around to get that money because we can't afford not to. So one more 1,000 there for tonight. Who can match my 1,000? I need a few people to match my 1,000. I need about 3 more people to match my 1,000. If I get, oh, you say Hal's going to do it? Wait, Hal. Hey, thanks, Hal. Are you there, Hal?
Yes.
Pastor Hal. No, yeah, I need 3 more people to match my 1,000. And so, folks out there, we're running out of time. Hal's called in because he wants to give an invitation. And so, you know what, Hal? You never really have enough time to do that, do you?
No.
And so,
I got plenty of time. I just get right to the point, and it don't take a long time to let people know, you know, the state of their soul and the answer to their salvation. That's Jesus.
Alrighty. Anonymous in New York just pledged 30. And again, we're still far short. I'm not exactly how far short, but I know we're at least 3,000 short probably right now at this time. So again, 888. I need three people. Can you match my 1,000? Folks, look, this is my fourth time this week. We put our money is where our mouth is. We do it. Not only do we work on this. I mean, I'm on the radio 6 days a week. We're working 7 days a week here in the ministry doing the Lord's work. Why? Because the cause is a righteous cause. Folks, everybody should be running to this battle out there today. We've got to do it. First of all, we do it for God, and then we do it for the children. We've got to do it for the Lord first, put him first, and then we've got to do it for the children. Again, we're standing in the shadow of a righteous, a holy, and a very angry God, folks. And I'm not going to let him be angry on my part. I'm going to do everything I can. And you know what, Hal, you and Joe both know that I can honestly say from day one, we have never, ever, in 50 years, compromised, not one time. We've always fought, ran to the battle, never stood down. And so, folks out there...
never backed off anything.
No, we haven't.
There's been quite a few fights and lawsuits and threats and everything else.
And, you know, just about the time when you were really getting worn down because people kept, attacking us through all kinds of means, from within, trying to take us down, taking stations down. We were getting people calling different stations, complaining. Just when we were feeling really worn out, it stopped. Now, there's only one reason that stopped, and, you know, only God is the one that could have stopped that, huh?
That's the only reason I can come up with, because it sure isn't because the enemy decided to love us.
Yeah, well, we had some ideas where we did some things that I'm not going to talk about that helped a lot, but only the Lord could have done what he did. All right, let me see. Right now, we are still... 24. We're 2,400 short of our goal right now. So all I need is if I can get three people to pledge 1,000, three people to pledge 1,000, or two people to pledge 1,000 and one to pledge 500, we can do it. Anonymous in New York pledges 30. And so, it's a countdown. We're running down now. Coming up, we're only 22 minutes before midnight, okay? Before the bewitching hour there, 22 minutes. And so, with that, Hal, why don't you go ahead and give yourself a good invitation. Tell the folks how they can avoid heaven. No, not avoid heaven, Hal. you know, I'm tired now, how they can avoid hell and how we can get to heaven. How we can get to heaven.
Maybe you ought to tell them how they can avoid heaven, because a lot of people, I wonder, they don't realize their behavior may just cause them to not make it. Right, Hal?
Yeah, that's right. America's two biggest enemies, or mankind's two biggest enemies that's causing them to avoid heaven, is apathy and indifference. And most people just sticking their head in the sand like an ostrich, you know, figuring... if they don't see the evil, if they hide their eyes to it, it's going to go away. And the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, they have boasted that they're going to conquer America without firing one shot. And the way they're going to plan to do it is using the Communist Democrat Party, because every day the Democrat Party is doing something to destroy America more and more until, you know, like, the flood of illegal immigrants, the destruction of the minds and souls of children. It just goes on and on. And they're turning America into a gigantic cesspool from which they hope it'll never return back to the America that we used to know and love. And but Jesus is coming soon. This is the good news. The worst this gets in America, in the world, the closer Jesus is to coming back. And so that's you know, like he said, when a woman's in travail, it gets bad right up until the end. It gets worse and worse and worse, the pain. But then the child comes and she forgets the pain, and Jesus is coming soon. And if you're not ready, you can't stick your head in the sand and then tell Jesus someday, I didn't know, I didn't see what was going on, and I didn't get ready and prepared and everything. But God wants us to take a stand for America. He wants us to get right with him. And the Bible says that in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and God was reconciling the world to himself through Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing Jesus to pay the payment on that cross for every sin that ever had that needed to be paid by you or by me. But that sin doesn't become ours automatically. It says when you come to God humbly and with a repentant heart, sorry about the fact you're a sinner and your sins have caused this pain and grief to God Almighty, and ask Jesus to come into your heart and give you the payment he paid for you on that cross. That's God's simple plan of salvation. It's a free gift, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. And Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We've got to get that straight. Your church membership is not going to get you to heaven. Your being a good person, quote, unquote, is not going to get you to heaven, because one sin will keep you out of heaven. And the only thing that can wash away your sin is the blood of Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. There is no other way. You can't cover your sins. You've got to get them washed away. And the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing strong enough to wash away every dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sin you've ever done. Whether you're the best person on earth or the worst person on earth, the blood of Christ can make you clean and make you a new creature in Christ. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And that means, you know, just knowing intellectually and accepting the facts of what Jesus did on the cross is not going to save your soul. Even the devils knew who Jesus was. They yelled out, you're the Holy One of God. And God, Jesus had to tell them to be silent and go about his ministry and everything. But even the devils know who Jesus is. So if you think, well, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and, you know, you accept the facts, you're not doing anything more than the devil. You're just showing that you're not a complete fool, because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But the thing is, you've got to receive the payment Jesus paid for you to be saved. And how do you do that? Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, God transferred all your guilt onto his son Jesus. And so if you believe that and you receive that, you have eternal life. And my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Jesus Christ. And if you believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, like the Bible says, for your salvation, and you ask him to come into your heart and save you, you'll be saved. Then you can do it right now. God hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind, through your heart right now. And right now, God is knocking at the door of your heart, asking you if you open up that door and let him come in and save you. It's a free gift. Otherwise, he could force his way in. But mindless robots is not something Jesus wants. He wants people to feel the guilt of sin and come to him and want to be reconciled to him through his blood and his sacrifice for them on the cross. So if you want to receive that gift, you could do it right now. And I urge you to do that. We could say a simple prayer together, but even though we're praying together, it would be directly between you and God, because only you can ask Jesus into your heart and be saved. So what do you say we say that prayer right now, while God is looking at your heart and knocking on that door? You open up that door and ask him to come in and give you that payment. So let's pray. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and that I need your salvation. I need the payment you paid for me on that cross. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul. Because you promised you'd do that if I come to you with a repentant heart and trust you and you only for my salvation. And so, Lord, thank you. Come into my heart right now. I thank you for eternal life. I thank you for the repayment you paid for me on that cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, finally, folks, in 1 John 5:13, God said that these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And that believe on meant not just believe about, I meant you put your faith in as your personal Savior, which you just did. You sincerely prayed that prayer. to believe on the name of the Son of God. Why? That you may know, not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but you may know. That's 100% certain. How do you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. That's why if you prayed that prayer right now, and you died right now or died 100 years from now, it don't matter. Your soul goes straight to be with Jesus in heaven, and nobody can take that away from you. Romans 8, 38 and 39 says that nothing, death nor life nor principalities nor angels nor anything can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can take away our salvation once you get saved. So praise God. I'll see you guys in heaven that prayed that prayer tonight, and don't put it off. Don't let the devil steal the word out and the message out of your heart as time goes by. Do it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. All right. Praise the good Lord. The Lord has been answering some prayer tonight. I want to say thank you, dear Lord. We go to Michael in Minnesota, pledged $120. Michael in Ohio, pledged $2,000. LaVon in Minnesota, pledges $50. And Anthony from Texas pledges $1,000. All right, we still got till midnight, folks out there. Help us get ahead. Help us get a little bit ahead tonight, because two nights this week we came a little bit short of our goal. And if we could just get a little bit ahead, we're just about 200 short, about 200 short of what we needed. Okay.
This time remind everybody that for so many years, still there's some wonderful people that have been able to donate large amounts, but we've still been very dependent on the $10, $20, $30, $40 donations from a lot of people. And I want to give that address for if you want to just mail your donation in. The address is WRWL Ministry. WRWL Ministry, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Newry, Ohio, 44065. Repeat it one more time, WRWL will do it, 14781. Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving and can't get that written down, just remember WRWL.org, WRWL.org, and all that information will be right there. And when you send in your donation, please ask to be put on the newsletter. Give us your name and address and phone number and asked to be put on the newsletter. I got mine first of the week. And what you do is a lot of us just take and make copies, hand them out to friends and neighbors, people at work, at church, and your relatives. And we reach a lot more people with the truth for very little money. It's a great way. It's the way God wants things done.
The newsletter is expanding about 100 a month. Every month we have great. It adds about another 100 to it. And so it just keeps going. And here's the other thing, too. A lot of you donate by credit card, and we appreciate that, too. But what happens is that you should send us your prayer request, because everyone that sends in a check in the mail, even if you don't ask for a prayer, even if there's no prayer request, we pray for you. And this is why it's very, very important, because you just blessed us. And when we get together, we're in prayer for hours. And God answers prayer, folks, believe me. And so if we need your name. You need, a lot of times people just put their address. They don't put their name. And we need your name so we can pray for you. And listen, while you're out there, all of you that donate, I'm sure all of you have prayer needs, one thing or the other. If not for yourself, for somebody else. You drop a little note in there. You drop a note in that envelope and you send it. And we gather together. We'll hold you up in prayer. And listen, God answers prayers. Just trust in him. Just see what happens. Trust in the Lord and see what happens there, folks. So don't forget to do that. Put that little envelope in there, and we'll pray for you. And like he said, the newsletter, folks, is very, very important. And we have a meeting coming up on the 29th. It's about how to bring this nation back, and it's about how we as citizens can, through its tactical civics is what it's called, how we can take our county back and take our state back away from the Communist Party. And that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church on September 29th, Friday night at 6:30. Now, at that, we will have thousands of the emails that you ask for. You people will say, that article you read, can we get that? They're going to be there. It's going to be out there. You can go through it. You can take as many as you want. There's going to be thousands of really potent articles out there, just like the ones you get in your newsletter. So again, that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. That's September 29th, Friday night. And this coming Sunday, I'm going to be, you know, what's happening, fellows, we've seen this rise of the Jezebel spirit. Well, I'm going to be preaching, Lord's willing, unless the Lord gives me something else, on the Jezebel spirit in a combination with some other things that's taking place here and what it really is, what it's really all about. A lot of people don't realize it. You mentioned Kathy Hochul. You know, if you're taking a look at Whitmer and Michigan, that woman out there in New Mexico, you've got a real rise of the Jezebel spirit. Again, this is another sign of the end times. So, anyhow, we've still got time. We'll be here till midnight. Help us listen. I want to thank the folks that have given tonight, but we'll be here till midnight. Help us get ahead of this thing. Help us stay on the station that you're listening to us on. It's a battle. Believe me, you don't know what kind of a battle. And I can tell you this, we work very hard in this ministry. We all work very, very hard. We all volunteer our time because the cause is a righteous cause, and that's the reason we do it. Not because we're such great people, okay? I mean, Hal and Pastor Joe might not even be great people, but we're just saved by grace. You're saved by grace. That's the important thing. Okay. But it's because the cause is a righteous cause, and God has raised us up for such a time as this, has he not?
Amen.
All righty. Well, we're coming to the end of the program here tonight. How much time do I have, in fact? All right. We're coming down to the last minute of the program. You ready? And so as we approach the end, we always come short. No, we don't. We usually hit it pretty close there.
Fairly
on the
close,
end.
Yeah.
And so all you folks out there. Yeah, all you folks out there.
Everybody out there for your prayers and donations. God bless you.
All right. There you go. That was Hal's sign. Don't you leave yet, Hal. Ready? We're at the 30-second mark, right?
Right.
Okay, when we get to the 30-second mark, here's what we always do every night, right? We say, God bless. Okay. And what else do we say?
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And then what do we say? Always, right?
Always.
I mean always. We're not kidding about that. And then we say, keep fighting. The fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.